Bill Dace, he's fast approaching. Friday the 16th, Saturday the 17th of September. Tim Greig is here. Good morning.
Morning, Anthony.
How are you?
Good, good.
You're not looking any more relaxed.
Just the stage where you're sort of wondering whether you've missed something or whether you've got everything ticked off. And
you've got such a big job. I've never seen somebody so keen to see September 18th come around, I must say. Now, the official program is out. This is an absolute ripper. I haven't got very many pages in before I'm going, got to go and have a look at that, got to go and have a look at that, or I'm lining up for that. V8 Lawn Mower Challenge.
Yes.
How's this come about?
It's a passion from engine enthusiasts down in the Mallee to put them into a vehicle, as in a lawnmower sort of simulated vehicle, if you like. And it's a bit like a tractor pull.
Okay, yeah.
We have a sled and they compete for times.
Okay.
And see how fast they can pull this, or how far they can pull this sled down the track.
Okay, I thought they were going to be racing. I thought, geez, there could be some carnage going on here.
Yeah,
that'd be a bit of fun. So that's on right across the whole event?
Yes, both days, yes.
Other thing that sparks my interest, artist blacksmiths. I mean, what a opportunity to see a good old-fashioned blackie doing some work.
Look, it's fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah,
I just love it.
Yeah.
I can stand there and watch them. I can remember as a kid, at 5-year-old, watching my grandfather work his blacksmith's shop on the farm down at Swan Reach.
Yeah, yeah.
And I used to actually work the bellows.
Right.
And I was that little, so the bellows would lift me up off the ground and then my weight would pull it back down again.
OH&S didn't exist back then, Lockie.
It was fascinating. No. Yeah, that fascinates me.
Further to our points about the Morgan of the Whale pipeline last week.
Royal Flying Doctor Aircraft Simulator, Site 20. I'll be lining up to have a go at that as well. Now, this is only an opportunity to fly the plane simulate. You're not simulating doctor stuff because there could be some carnage there as well.
No, it's actually a static display of what the aircraft inside looks like.
Oh, okay, good.
And so people have a chance to see what it is. But aren't they an awesome the P-12? Aren't they an awesome aircraft?
One of the finest. At Royal Flying Doctor Service. We always come back to this when we talk about the Royal Flying Doctor Service. The amount of flights that come to the Riverland on a daily basis is, what was the average?
Well, that average is 2 a day, but sometimes it's up as high as 5.
It's just incredible. Between the planes and the helicopter, there's something going on.
Indeed.
Having a look at the food court list.
Well, look, there's some fabulous food there. There's just amazing food. It's quite a variety, and you can enjoy the day just on that.
I mean, just every type of food. You've got squid. There's everything. Honey Puff Lads. Mr. Super Soft dishing out the ice creams. Little Miss Daisy. Strawberries galore. Winnell, you'll be lining up for a big feed
absolutely.
Of strawberries.
I love getting my Wimbledon fix at the field days.
Chipalicious. Oh, what a great name. Chipalicious. Got the barbecue pulled pork. Chili con carne, fish and chips. I mean, what have we got? 5 food courts.
Yeah, quite a menu, isn't it?
Yeah.
Quite a menu.
You won't go hungry. And plenty to see and do. You're still getting quite a bit of interest.
Indeed, applications are coming in each day still, and sites are pretty near full. Still a couple of good spots left. So anybody who has a thought of coming late, please contact us. We'll always fit you in somewhere.
And that sort of proves to get in early.
Yes.
Otherwise, you miss out on getting in this magnificent little publication, the official program. You don't want to miss getting your business in this.
Now, you see the exhibitor list is there, the products listing is there, and it goes, we distribute all around the South Australia, Mallee, Barossa Valley, Clare Valley, etc., and into Sunraysia. So people look at it as a reference document, if you like, and see what's there, and it's important to be in that listing.
And the good thing is just so many things to see and do, and sometimes timing, you might miss something, you've missed the time, you didn't note down when the Art Ag Fashion Parade was on. It's all in here for you. You can't go wrong.
It's all there.
People are going to be walking around with this in hand across the field days.
Grab your copy as soon as possible and plan your day. That's what it's all about.
All right. Where can we get hold of it?
It'll be distributed this week in various stores and news agents around the region. And if you can't find a copy, just give us a call.
Get in touch. Head on to the website. Riverland Field Days, fast approaching. Friday, 16th. Saturday, the 17th of September. Tim Greger, thanks for your time. We'll catch up with you quite a few times.
We'll do.
Now
thank you,
because there's just so much to talk about.